What happened? And is it train to railroad stop cars had, and that, you know, hook them up and get down there, get the doctor on the phone. Soon as it did, well, horses rested up and we put the lash to them and we made just fly to Luke. And all had to 10 miles drive to the river. Then we'd have to go down the river 2 miles, right down the river bank, where we lived. We got to the river, all the horses hopped, and we had the kind of poke lines, and the rest of the mile, oh, it was getting so hot there. Or not. I got down there and we jogging on down there and walk. Down there was Portland. It was the third day of July. And we had all the rope told us, brothers and sisters, we'd be there. They looking for it. And this house was sitting about one in a house, a schoolhouse, right there in the yard, might say. But there wasn't any other dwelling inside of a mile. So we could see this house sitting out. As we was driving down the prairie, all prairie land like, all cleared up except this river bank. This bank. The house is sitting out in the field about 300 yards. We got out there, of course, they grabbed their horses. And brother of mine took them out, watered them, and we just had a old filling time.
Yeah.
So, next morning, went to the fort. And he said, someone said, we let your boy's horse rest up. And we offered a couple of mine, and we go back up here, up the river. Little old town called Wire. And a good big place now. It's a Wolf Lake and Wire and Illinois. About 6 miles. And we'll fish and take our dinner and you know, have quite a good time.
Yeah.
And Mother said, said, well, I'm tired. I believe I'll just stay here and let you all go. And if you want, Mother said, well, I'll see if you just have that. Everything we get ice up that wire, and that was the rare. Scarce article that damn time. But we'll get 100 pounds of ice and we'll have a feast. Fish, you know, and cook the fish and have a time of our life. Well, he took her in motion going. We got up there the next morning. We got up